Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa Dion. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator, passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's Lisa here. And today we are going to be chatting all about this topic of the parts of ourselves that we may not like so much. So this came to mind recently because I was thinking a lot about people who suffer with PMDD, people who struggle in some way with their menstrual cycle, and people who identify as highly sensitive or even identify as or be diagnosed with neurodiversity of some sort. Or, yeah, if you experience dysregulation around different times around your menstrual cycle. This is just a really big topic, a really important topic, and something that has helped me a lot personally as well. And I just want to talk about it here on the podcast for the purpose of reflection, which is really what my podcast is all about. It's all about bringing a topic to mind, having a chat about it, and then leaving it with you to reflect on or take action on or learn something from. And yeah, this is something that we can, I would encourage you to reflect on with a lot of kindness, with a lot of gentleness. Probably not going to be a very long episode because it's just a short kind of topic, but I just really want to name it, think about it, and give you some space to chew on it and see where we go. So I've called it being okay with the shitty parts of ourselves. And it comes from this idea in the world of Jungian psychology, and also now in menstrual cycle awareness and in the way that I work, is this idea of the shadow self. And, you know, whether you like that term or not, it doesn't really matter. Really what it is these parts of ourselves that are, as they say, in the dark. And what they mean by being in the dark is parts of us, parts of our personality, parts of our humanity, parts of our way of being in the world, our needs, our preferences, our ways of relating, that are in the dark. Because what I mean by in the dark is that we either don't like them, or we're not aware of them, or we have a lot of shame around those parts of ourselves. Okay, so I'll just give you some examples. An example could be, if you notice yourself feeling irritable in your premenstrual phase, and one of the ways that comes out is that you get snappy with your partner or your family or your friends or whoever in work, and you might get snappy or moody. And yeah, we communicate in maybe the not the most graceful way with people we care about or people who are important in our lives. And then after an incident of feeling moody and snappy, we then maybe feel shame or angry with ourselves or sad, or we don't know how to repair what just happened. Or we feel worried that they're going to think we're crazy or we're a bad person, etc. And it kind of go into this spiral. So this would be an example of parts of us that are very common, very normal, but that do impact us and or others in some way. And for that reason, they get kind of put into this, what's called the shadow. Okay, again, something that we don't like, it gets brushed over, or we're not aware of it, and it's kind of in our unconscious. So this is where that term shadow work comes from. Shadow work is all about consciously going into that stuff and picking at pieces or doing a little bit of digging and bringing those things to the light. So bringing them to our awareness, reflecting on them, taking action on them, bringing them to therapy, bringing them to coaching, and doing some work, like relational work around that stuff. So that's shadow work. Shadow work is, I believe, very effective. I do it, and I bring it into my coaching practice. However, it can be quite provocative and can be kind of, it depends on who you're doing it with or how you're doing it to yourself as well. Especially if you do have a sensitive nervous system and there's been a lot of difficulty in your life, then it can be, yeah, you just have to go very, very gently with this stuff, okay? So for the purposes of this podcast, we're just kind of learning about it and thinking about it and thinking about how we can think about these things differently, really, is what the purpose of this episode is really about. It's about thinking about what this means for you and how you can relate to it a little bit differently and not be so afraid of the shadow. Because one of the things is if we have a lot of stuff in our shadow, the way I see it from my coaching perspective is that requires a lot of energy for our nervous system to keep stuff in the shadow. So all that energy goes into this kind of pressure cooker and it drains your life force energy, actually. So that's why shadow work can be very, very healing and it can bring a lot of relief when we know how to do it and when we're supported to do it properly. So let's go through some examples of things that can be in our shadow. And I certainly can relate to all of these. So I wrote down sometimes we can be, maybe some of us can feel controlling, So controlling behavior can come up, for example, in the household, in how we clean, in how we do the dishwasher, in how we cook, in how we look after our kids, or in how we run our businesses and how we run our household. And I believe that if we're in kind of like a lot of control, it's a lot of fight or flight response energy, and it's very often driven by fear underneath it. Okay. So yeah, it's something to look at is like, what is it that we're afraid of? Where are we not being supported enough? Why are we feeling like we have to control something? And it could be driven by perfectionism. It could also be driven by that you're genuinely not supported in that area. You're not resourced enough or something. Or it can also be an expectations thing, and our expectations are just genuinely unnecessarily high. And we need to do a little bit of that. Would be the piece that we do have control over, is to like look at our expectations where we're being perfectionistic when it doesn't really need to be. Okay. Where can we let go of something and let someone else take over or let another person make mistakes? And yeah, that we can kind of allow our controlling behaviors to kind of come down a little bit. Another place that control comes in relation to this work I teach, is in how we relate to our menstrual cycle. If you are someone who's suffered with your cycle, we can then start learning about the cycle, and we can learn menstrual cycle awareness, and we can learn about nutrition and lifestyle and weightlifting and all these cool things that, these wellness things that we do or self-care practices. But then it can also turn into a relationship of control, okay? And I see this everywhere in the wellness space, is a lot of control and trying to really control the cycle, control pain, control symptoms. And while the intention is very, important and needed and valid, which is that we don't want to suffer anymore and it's, we're in fear, instead of being in control, can we be in our vulnerability instead? Okay, that's essentially what all my work is about supporting people to let go of control and to be in vulnerability and to find a way to the same thing that you're looking for, but in a softer, more gentle way, which is actually more effective to get there. So yeah, I certainly can put my hand up and say that I identify in some areas of my life as being controlling. And when that was causing an issue for me, so for example, in my relationship, in my business, in my health, I had to do some shadow work around that and look at it and, yeah, move through some shame. I had to move through some shame and learn how to move through my difficult emotions and create space for fear and understand like what's a valid fear and what's kind of, my head just writing stories and getting very creative. And yes, soften the edges of the control a little bit more. And that was really helpful because I don't want to be living in control all the time, So, and then also one of the reasons why this shadow stuff is so important is, and the title of this podcast, being okay with the shitty parts of ourselves, is that we can have controlling moments, for example, and then we hate ourselves for it, or we give ourselves a really hard time for the not great behavior or the not great thinking, or the way that we're relating to ourselves. So we can, if you have a moment where you're feeling controlling in a control-y kind of way, because I think sometimes it is needed, then we can give our I know myself, I can, if I have a controlling outburst with my husband, then afterwards I can go into this thing of like, oh, I did it again, and give myself a hard time. So the shadow work piece around this and the core message of this podcast is we don't have to like unlearn all this stuff. We're all very human. It's normal to have, shitty parts of ourselves, but we don't have to feel so much shame for them and give ourselves such a hard time for them. And when we can learn how to be somewhat okay with these parts of ourselves that are kind of the shadow parts, life's a lot easier. And we have a much healthier relationship with our humanity. And I believe that leads to a healthier nervous system and therefore a healthier experience with symptoms and pain. And it gives our pain a chance to actually heal, with all the hard work you're probably already doing with your pain and stuff. So then the question becomes, how do we then learn to not shame ourselves or give ourselves such a hard time for these, shadow parts? And well, really, the answer to that is that that's for you to figure out, but which you can do, you have the answer in you how to do that. But I'll give you what I do. So what I do is I consciously say to myself, and I bring a bit of light humor to it, I will say like, yeah, I can be controlling sometimes. For example, with my husband, yeah, I did it again, and I will apologize and I'll say, oh, I'm sorry for snapping. It's just that blah, and then I'll be able to access the fear and the truth underneath. And I might say, yeah, like I can be snappy sometimes in my premenstrual phase. You can just walk away, or I do, over time we have had a lot of conversations. This isn't really an issue for me, but he's now able to say like what's going on. He has the skill set to be able to ask me, what's underneath that instead of getting defensive. But, it's really about just learning to be okay with what happens in that moment, because if we shame ourselves, we're not going to repair and we're not going to try to improve this part of ourselves or soften into it. And it can actually get worse. We can, the anger, the frustration, the irritability can come out sideways and we can get passive aggressive. And, that's an even like more toxic sort of situation that we don't need to sort of create. But really, it's about learning how to just be okay with these shitty parts of ourselves. Be okay with the fact that, yeah, sometimes maybe we're bossy or perfectionistic, or I've written down my list here. Maybe there's a voice in your head that's telling you that you're lazy that day or whatever, or maybe there's another voice that's saying you're a workaholic. My voice today was saying, Lisa, you're really like, I realized I was giving myself a hard time for how I manage my time. So that's something I'm going to bring to my supervisor next week. But it's just something to explore. And it's like, oh, I don't have to fix that. I can be okay with the fact that I have discomfort and judgment around the fact that I'm not comfortable with how I'm managing my time at work at the moment. So that inner critic, it's allowed to be there. It's okay to be there. There's always wisdom in it. When we snap, there is a message underneath it. There's an unmet need, or there's something that some area of us that feels neglected, etc. Or if you're not comfortable with how you're showing up in your friendships, or in how you're relating to your diet, or in how you're relating to working out or something, that's okay. It's okay to feel those feelings and to not like those parts of ourselves. And can we just allow that to be there, So there's a coach whose work I really love, and I did some courses with them, and he was saying how, like, when we think about like, am I, he, I think he said something like, oh, I can think of so many ways that I'm an asshole. And not that I want us to think that we're assholes or that I'm an asshole, but the message he's trying to say is that we're all capable of being shitty, being an asshole, being controlling, being lazy, being a workaholic. Just these parts of ourselves that society rejects or that we reject within ourselves. And the reason why it's so important to come into an element of acceptance and graciousness with our humanity is, like I said, because when we're not pushing it away, your system has much more of a chance to access its life force energy and to heal. And yeah, because if we're just shaming ourselves quietly under the surface all the time, expecting ourselves to be this perfect person all the time, then you are going to experience health issues. I really, really do believe that. So yeah, so the question then is for you to leave with today is, how can I come to be okay with those parts of myself that I actually don't really like? You know, and particularly with the menstrual cycle, how can I be okay with that part of me that feels so much urgency and wants to fix this? How can I be okay with that part of me that hates everyone in my luteal phase? I definitely have days where I just been like, I hate people. And I don't, I love people. I love connection, which you probably get that from listening to me. But I do have days where I just feel like I really hate people today. And it's so liberating to be okay with that and to allow myself to just have those thoughts, have those feelings, or to, yeah, feel a bit of shame and embarrassment around it, but then be able to catch it and be like, I'm just going to let myself be okay with that. Like, or the way that I showed up for that particular person or my husband or my partner, you know, it wasn't great and that's okay. You know, and let's just soften these edges a little bit, because it's so good for your nervous system to come into being okay with the shitty parts of ourselves. We're all shitty. we're all wonderful, and we're all, you know, sparkly balls of glitter and light, and there's so much magic to you. And we have these shitty parts of ourselves that piss other people off and that we don't like about ourselves. And hey, that's okay, you know? And take a minute with me just to feel into that, feel into this thing of like, oh, I have shitty parts to myself. And yeah, that's okay. That's okay. That is okay. And let's just hang out with that for a moment. And maybe you can hang out with that for a few days or a week, or, you know, see how far you can stretch it. And notice what happens in your nervous system when you allow yourself to hang out with these shitty parts of yourself. You know, if you're a practical person like me, maybe you want to sit down and make a list. Don't make it too long. Make it like max five things. Things that you don't love about yourself, or maybe things that they are things that are good in some areas, but then in other areas they're not great. Like for me, I run a business, I run a successful business, and I have a lot of skill sets in that area, and the controlling thing is helpful and performance and etc. But if I manage my relationship like that, then that's not helpful, you know? And there are times when I'm working on something shared, you know, in my relationship with Richard, my husband, that my kind of like businesswoman CEO kind of like efficiency comes in, and that's okay. Like that is okay. And it's a great part of me. And yeah, it's not great either, you know, because in my relationship, I want to bring a different version of myself. So, because if I'm constantly all the time in all areas of my life being Mrs. CEO in all my relationships, then yeah, that's going to impact other people, and it's not a good way to show up. That's my belief, and it's been my experience. It doesn't serve in all areas of my life. So yeah, it does require a different way of being. And anyway, what I'm trying to say is that when I've had those moments, particularly in the premenstrual phase, if we have an outburst, obviously we have to repair. And what I mean by repair is like apologize and own our part and take responsibility in relationships, and then be okay with our humanity. And we are learning together. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're doing a lot of inner work, and you are making progress, and you're taking a lot of responsibility. So that's my message for today, is being okay with the shitty parts of ourselves. And I have crossed out loving, because in the self-help world there can be a bit of a message around love all the parts. But that's a lot of pressure. We don't have to love all our parts. Maybe we can just come into presence with them and acceptance and just allow them to be, and just to take off any pressure and just let it be there. Hang out with that part and give it some, I don't know, just give it some breathing room, really. You know, it doesn't necessarily need loads of love and inner child work. It just needs a bit of breathing room is really what I want to say. So that's the message for today. I do hear from some of you from time to time, so do let me know what you think of that topic, how it feels for you. Go super gentle with this one, because any kind of shadow work can be very provocative. So go very gentle and just listen to this, you know, podcast as a first step, and then take it from there and let me know. Yeah, I'm curious, what are the parts that you're working with and how you experience that in your nervous system? And if you've any other requests or questions for new topics, let me know. You can send me an email or message me on Instagram, and I will think about that and maybe make a podcast topic. And in some exciting news, I have been in my intro and my outro, I have let you know about a program called the Menstrual Mastery Collective, and we are launching in September. So you can go to the link in the show notes to read all about that. There is a special offer on for the first cohort that comes in. It's a membership program where we are going to be working the menstrual cycle mastery skills. So that is the methodology that I have created for the mind-body approach for healing our relationship with our menstrual cycle. And yeah, I'm going to be opening the doors to that in very soon, in a few weeks, really. So make sure you're on the wait list. You can head on to the link in the show notes, and it's a very affordable special offer, which I'm excited about. So do get on the wait list for that, and I will be sure to let you know when that goes live, and I will get to meet you in person on Zoom very soon. But yeah, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Take good care. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.